In this week's parsha, in Aseres Adibris, the Torah is metzavas on the mitzvah of Shabbos. But when the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of Shabbos, the Torah doesn't just speak about the Yom HaShabbos itself. Rather, the Torah also discusses the 6 days prior to Shabbos. As it says in the pasuk, Sheshes Yomim Tavoid, Vasisa Komalachtecha, Uvayom HaShvi Shabbos Lashem Alekecha. The Mefarshim discussed why does the Torah discuss the Sheshes Yomim Tavoid? The mitzvah is the Bayom HaShvi'i Shabbos Lashem Elokecha. Why does the Torah have to discuss the Sheshes Yomim Tavoid? From the simple reading of the pasuk, it's mashma that there is some level of mitzvah in the Sheshes Yomim Tavoid. Sheshes Yomim Tavoid, mitzvah. Uvayom HaShvi'i Shabbos Lashem Elokecha. What type of a mitzvah could there be in the Sheshes Yomim Tavoid? The work that we do in the Sheshes Yomim is l'chayra only a dvar harashus. There's no aspect of mitzvah. What's the mitzvah of Sheshes Yomim Tavoid? Perhaps we can understand this inyan al pi a mashal of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim is discussing the Mishnah that it says in Avos, im batalta min ha-toyra, yesh l'cha b'teilim har b'kenegdecha. If im amalta b'toyra, yesh l'cha schar har b'litein l'cha. What is this inyan? It sounds like someone who's mevatel Torah, besides the avera of bittel Torah, he has a lot of other bittels besides that bittel Torah itself. And somebody who's amal b'Torah, he has schar harbe. Schar harbe is mashma, not just schar for that melus b'Torah itself that he does, rather additional schar, schar harbe, for more than just the amelus that he does. What is this additional bittel and this additional schar that the Mishnah is talking about? The Chafetz Chaim explains this inyan al pi a mashal. There was once a person who had some extra money that he wanted to invest. So he developed a plan. He was going to build a house that has a few apartments in it, and he'll rent out the apartments. The house itself, he made a cheshbon, is going to cost, let's say, $100,000 to build. And he figured out with a few apartments that it has to rent out, he'll be able to bring in $20,000 a year of rent. So in this way, in 5 years, he'll already start to be able to make profit on his investment. So everything was going as planned. He got his money together. He hired a builder. And they built him the house. And right before it was time to start renting it out and making some profit, he did something crazy. He locked up the house, put boards on the windows, no entrance, and he's just leaving it. He's not renting it out at all. What did this person lose? He had a house that was available to rent. He could make $20,000 a year. He definitely lost $20,000 a year. The Chafetz Chaim says, but he lost much more than that. He really lost the $100,000 as well. That whole $100,000 that was given as an investment was only in order to profit from it. But if there's not going to be any profits, that $100,000 was also one big waste. That's the mashal of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says the nimshal is the same thing when it comes to limud ha-Torah. A person is mitzuva to learn Torah as much as he can, to be oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as he can. On the other hand, a person also has responsibilities. He has a mishpacha, he has parnasa, he has to make a living. During the time that he's oisik in his parnasa, in his livelihood, in taking care of his family, he's not learning. Is that called at that moment bittel Torah? He's not learning at that point. Is it called bittel Torah? The Chafetz Chaim says, it's totally where all this is heading. Where his whole life, his whole parnasa, and all his hard work in making a living and living life is heading. If all of what he's doing is heading towards Torah, that means even though a lot of times I don't have time to learn, but my goal is that amidst Hashem, when I have some vacation, when I have some extra time, I'll do whatever I can for my Torah and my Avodas Hashem, for me and for my family. So all the work and all the parnasa that he's oisekwin is really all leading up towards Torah. It's all heading to the direction of Torah. So all that work that he's doing, even though it's not learning Torah, but it's also not called Bittul Torah, Fakert. That's really all a Hechsher Mitzvah in order to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the times that it's possible. However, let's say a person is working and he's making a living, and the whole goal of that is just to be making a living. That's where it's going, just to advance in my stature, in my gashmias, and that's the whole goal. It's not heading in any specific direction. Then that's really Bittul Torah. It's not going anywhere. It's just the work for itself. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's the pshat. In batalta min haTorah yesh lecha b'teilam harbei kenegdecha. If a person doesn't have time to learn all the time, but he has Shabbosim, no one works on Shabbos. On Sunday, when there's vacation, a person has off. If a person spends that time wisely for Torah and for Avoda, so such a person, all his work was leading up towards that. That's not called Bittul Torah. Fakert. Im amalta b'Torah, yesh lecha schar harbe. Besides the schar, says the Chafetz Chaim, for the learning of the Torah itself, you even get schar for the work. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. Because everything I'm doing is viewed as a hechsher mitzvah for those times, for the Shabbos and the vacation and the time off when I have time for amelas b'Torah. So amela, it's yesh lecha schar harbe. Even the work that you're being done is viewed as a hechsher mitzvah, as an investment to make those profits of the amelas b'Torah. However, im batalta min haTorah, if a person didn't learn when he had the opportunities, and it comes out that all the tircha that he has in parnasa and making a living and every other responsibility of life is heading towards bittul, not only does he have a bittul Torah in the day that he didn't learn when he could have, all the time leading up to that is also one big bittul. It's not a hechsher for amelus, it's a hechsher for bittul. So im yesh im batalta min haTorah, besides the bittul itself, is yesh lecha bitulam harbe kenegdecha. V'mamalta b'Torah, besides the amelus itself, is yesh lecha schar harbe. Because you change the nature of all the time that you're not being oisek b'Torah, rather you're leading up to the time that you have the opportunity of being Oisek B'Torah. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says, is the risk and the opportunities. When a person has the chance, yes, to learn, and he's not busy at that moment with his responsibilities in his life, that is a critical time. If he'll use that time wisely, that changes the nature of everything he's doing. And if he uses that time unwisely, then it also changes the nature as bittul, b'tulim harbe kenegdecha. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. So possibly that's what the Torah is saying when it says, Sheish es yomim tavoid, v'asisa kol melachtecha, uvayoyim hashvi Shabbos l'Hashem alekecha. What's the mitzvah of Sheish es yomim tavoid? That's what the pasuk is saying. Uvayoyim hashvi Shabbos l'Hashem alekecha. If yoyim hashvi is Shabbos l'Hashem alekecha, yoyim hashvi is a time that we uplift ourselves. Yom HaShvi is a chime of Kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which sometimes during the week is so hard to reach. We're busy with so many other things going on. But Shabbos is the time that we could close all that down, and we're able to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our tefillah, through our Amelas B'Torah, that's possible to do on Shabbos. Yom HaShvi is Shabbos L'Hashem Alekecha. Then there's a mitzvah, there's a kiyum mitzvah also of Sheish Es Yomim Tavoid. That's the Schar Harbei Kenegdecha. But if a person is not going to use his Shabbos and other times of break or vacation wisely, so Emeli has bitulim harbi kenegdecha. That's what the Torah is teaching us. The Shabbos l'Hashem alekech is not just the Shabbos. That's affecting his whole week. And just like it would be so unfortunate for a person to invest so much money and then just lock it up and not gain anything off of it, lose his profit, and lose the keren, lose all the investment, it's the same thing. We invest so much in making a living. We invest so much in worrying and take care of our families. But let all that be leading up to the right direction of imamalta b'Torah, yesh lecha schar harbe kenegdei.